I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of...
All right, guys. How's it going? Welcome back to another episode of the Train It Right Life. Now, I'm not really sure where today's podcast is going to go. I've got a few topics that I do want to discuss, but other than that, I'm freestyling this podcast as I just feel like sometimes I go on rants and it's really hard for me to follow an outline, or so I feel like it would be. So I have a few points and I'm just going to take it from there. So first off, thank you for tuning in today and thank you for subscribing. If you guys could please, 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 whether you're watching on or listening to on Apple Music or Spotify, please rate the podcast, give me some stars, write a review. It helps get the podcast out there and known and popular, and it helps me. I'm not being paid for this podcast. I'm not making any money off of it. As of right now, no advertisements, nothing. So it would be amazing, and I would really, really, truly appreciate it if you would just write me a review. Share the podcast with a friend if it hits home with you. Share it with your clients, your family, whatever, whoever. And if you're listening to this while you're doing cardio, let's get it. So first things first, healthy. What is healthy? Now, healthy is on the inside, not the outside. And as a competitor, I've been guilty of this, putting far too much emphasis on my physical looks versus, that I put value on it, right? I still do put value on it, don't get me wrong, because I am a competitor. But I find, especially in off season, when a client goes from, or myself, looking their best ever to that fading away, not necessarily that they're fat or they've gained too much weight, but you know, you don't keep the shreds. And a lot of times it's mentally really, really hard for clients and myself, because society does put pressure on you. Most of my photos, my Instagram is curated. That's not me 365 days of the year. When I do a show, I take up to 5, 6, 7 photo shoots, and I get hundreds of photos, and I create content to use going forward. And so I post that content. I'm not big on iPhone content. I don't know. My phone's kind of like it takes potato quality content anyways. So I'm good on having clear images, and I post that. So it does give a representation that I look that way all the time, and when in fact I actually don't. I mean, there's been a year where I've been straight on prep for the entire time and sure I looked like that. And then going from that year to being shredded all the time to not be was really hard on me. But society does put pressure on you to look a certain way, to fit into certain clothes, to wear certain brands. But you need to look inside yourself and know, like, am I thriving? Am I healthy? Am I happy? Am I enjoying life? Because life is meant to be enjoyed. I see competitors at such a young age that I'm working with, and some that I'm not working with that I just see on Instagram, but, get lost. And, like, I'm 36, guys. I have lived a life. I've only been competing for about 4 years, maybe going on 5. And before that, like, I had fun. I took trips. I went to Vegas. I partied. I partied with rappers. I partied with rock stars. I partied with, oh my goodness, athletes from all sports. I had experiences doing random crazy things. I've driven in cool cars, and I ride a motorcycle. Being a physique athlete and emphasizing my physique is not all of me, nor have I, been focused on that since I was 23. No, when I was 23, I was being a 23-year-old. I was, partying and going to the beach with my friends, and I was living. Now, not that I'm emphasizing like you need to party to have fun, but you need to make sure that you do live a life that you enjoy. You can't put 100% emphasis on your physique all the time, because there's a life out there meant to be lived. And life is really, really actually pretty short. I've had three friends, two pretty close friends, one very, very close friend die during COVID, and not from COVID, but just, it's crazy to think like, shit, she was my age. Like, did she live a full life? I'm sure she was happy. Yes, she was married. She had just found out she was pregnant, but like her life was gone. And I talked to her Monday and she was dead on Wednesday morning, afternoon, I should say. So life is short. And when you look back on your life, like, do you want people to remember, like, she was that girl that was obsessed with food and did cardio 2 hours a day, every day, 365 days a year, and she was 25. No, you want people to have memories with you. And those memories can be whatever you make them be, but it shouldn't just be like, oh, she was a gym rat. Like, it's great to be in the gym. I love to be in the gym. There's no place I'd rather be now. I love it. I could be there all day. However, I have done things. I have traveled, lived life, coached Team Canada. I've played different sports. I haven't just always done bodybuilding. And I have an education, and I've learned things and had experiences. And I think that's super, super important. And I think people forget that. And it's hard for physique athletes sometimes to take off season and actually live a life. But you can live a life. You can go on dates and you can have fun and you can eat food. I recently just posted like me. I don't post my food very often, but God bless, I have been having cheat meals. I'm just not a big food poster, but I posted cookies that I ate. Like, I don't ever do that, but it's kind of fun for me to look at the comments of the people that like the food, you know? So that's just something that I would like more people to think about on the bigger picture. Like, sure, competing is great, but it's not everything. And a lot of times it doesn't end up paying the bills for people. It sure doesn't pay the bills for me. I'm a pro. And am I making money from being a pro? Maybe, but I'm making money from other things. I'm making money from my education. I'm making money from the social following that I've gathered off commissions for sales for some of the products that I promote, use. I don't just promote or use anything. So I use shaker cups from Perform Nation. My discount code's Drainer Right. And then I have a discount code. I'm an athlete with the Shoe Fairy, and I've been wearing their shoes since the beginning. I love heels. Anybody who knows me knows I have a heel collection. I collect sneakers. I love clothes. I have so many clothes. I have a whole room in my house here that I turned into a closet. So genuinely love the Shoe Fairy. And then I'm working with HD Muscle. I was the athlete manager, but I'm no longer doing that. It just wasn't a good fit for my personality and the things that I have going on still as an athlete. So I'm still an athlete with them, yes. And I promote their products, yes. It's my coach's company. I believe in them. They are a product if you want good, clean, high-quality products. Yes, they are a bit on the pricier end when it comes to supplements, but you're getting what you pay for. It's like coaching. You pay for a template workout, you get a generalized workout for everybody. You pay for individual coaching, and you pay for a coach with experience, you're going to pay a hefty price, right? Like, I have a Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology and a lot of experience. On top of that, I have a lot of certifications. So, yeah, I might charge a little bit more for my coaching, but am I worth it? To me, I am. I spent money on that education, time of my effort. So if you want me as your coach, A, you're going to have to like my personality, but B, like, you're getting what you pay for. So same with the supplements. So again, most of my codes are usually like Train It Right. So for those ones, Shoe Fairy and HD Muscle, it's Train It Right. But is just being a pro paying my bills? No, no one's paying me to be a pro. I don't have a salary from anybody. Like, when you're a pro basketball player, you get a salary from the team you play for. When you're a pro bodybuilder, you don't have a team. You don't have a general manager paying your bills. And half the time, the prize money is enough to cover the flight that you took to get to the show. So listen, if you want to be a physique athlete, I really highly, highly, highly suggest that you don't put so much emphasis on your outwards appearance, but, you know, you live your life. Live a life. don't hold back from living a life. Sure, competing can be a part of it and can be part of it each year. Even in your off season, it can be very, you know, you don't go off the rails. It's still a lifestyle. But don't forget to have fun along the way is kind of, I guess, what I'm getting at. And someone said something to me the other day that kind of resonated with me, and I wanted to share it with you guys because, sorry, I'm drinking a monster. Someone said to me, you are more than muscle. You're more than just muscle, actually. And it's like, you're right. I put emphasis on, like, my delts. I love my delts. I put emphasis on my abs. I have great abs genetically. Thank you, God bless mom and dad for giving me some nice bodybuilding genetics. However, I'm more than that. I'm brain. I'm a human being. I'm a dog mom. I'm a motorcycle rider. You know, I'm a lot more than that, and I have a lot more to offer, and I don't need to show off my abs and delts to be beautiful because I'm beautiful without that. So anyway, just a thought. You're more than muscle if you're a competitor. So there's that. I guess that's kind of like my first topic here. My next topic I kind of would love to discuss is not just that you're more than just your muscle, you're more than your physical appearance, but is, I guess, relationships. Now, I'm not just talking about romantic relationships. This is kind of where everyone's mind usually goes to when you talk about relationships. I'm talking about friendships, business relationships, family relationships. These can be complicated when you have goals. And if your goals don't align with the relationships that you have, sometimes you need to leave those relationships behind. Or you need to communicate. Most relationships fail because a lack of communication or misunderstanding. And you need to communicate not just in a way that you know the other person will understand, but in a way that you want to communicate. If your communication is one way and somebody else does not reciprocate it, it can be hard. It can be hard to get your point across, to get to where you want to go. And you shouldn't suppress your feelings, your mood, your emotions, your goals to make somebody else happy or to please somebody else or because you want to keep your job or whatever. You can lose relationships. The world isn't going to end. You're going to move on. You're going to press forward. You're going to change for the better. It might seem like it's the worst thing in the entire world, but I promise you, it will not be the worst thing in the entire world. It will seem dramatic at the beginning, but you'll see that everything happens for a reason. And Lord knows, I have had my fair share of ups and downs, closed doors in my face, changes, ending of relationships, abusive relationships, you know, lots of things where I thought, oh my God, like, I'm never going to get any more clients. Oh my God, I no one's going to hire me. Oh my God, I'm never going to find another date. I'm never going to find someone to love me. You know what? There's billions of people in this world. Billions of people who will give you a chance at work, at life things, at dates, at relationships, at love. And you should never put all your value on somebody else's opinion of you. It's their loss if they don't see your potential or the greatness that you have. Okay? You can say goodbye. There's nothing wrong with goodbyes. Sometimes goodbyes mean see you later. Sometimes they mean see you never. And that is okay. It's okay to set boundaries for yourself and to do what's best for you. And a lot of people are afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that. If something's not working for me or for my goals or aligning, making me feel undervalued, making me feel not respected, I will cut ties. I will say goodbye. It might hurt. I might fight myself for a long time, trying not to because I care a lot. I'm a person who cares almost too much to a fault. I'm a Scorpio through and through. I'm emotional. And I want to solve problems immediately. And I want to, you know, come to the bottom of it. And for me, it's frustrating when people are like, oh, I just need time to think. And I'm like, what do you need to think about, bro? Like, here's the facts. This is my point. That's your point. We need to figure this shit out. I don't, what do I need to think about now? We already know. So I can be kind of frustrating to work with, but not just work with, date, whatever. Obviously, I am single, is what it is, you know, but I'm not going to sell myself short, and I'm very communicative when I'm talking to somebody about what I want, and if they don't reciprocate that, then, you know, as much as you might want something to work, there's only so long that you can be there and not get what you deserve. And me, I'm 36. I don't have time to waste at this point. Like, hi, hello, I would like to be married. I would like to have a dog family. Like, can we just, like, cut the chase here? Like, I'm not trying to waste anybody's time, and I'm really not appreciative of anyone who's trying to waste my time at this point. Fuck boys, I cannot deal with. Now, what is a fuck boy? I think now, day and age, fuck boys don't even realize they're fuck boys, first of all. Like, story time. I had a guy send me a picture. No, I have a couple of stories. But anyways, send me a picture and then ghost me. I'm like, how are you going to do that, bro? Like, what's the point of that? You're wasting my time. You're wasting your time. Like, what was your purpose? Or another guy talked to me for like a year and like, no romantic, nothing. Like, okay, are we going to play chess next week? Like, what's going on? Like, just be clear with your intentions and what you want from somebody, and just be honest and don't waste their time. Because if you waste someone's time, you're a fuckboy. Okay? Plain and simple. So now we went from, you know, not basing your entire existence on physical appearance to being a fuckboy. But hey, see, this is why I didn't want to come up with a full-on outline, because I wasn't really sure where my conversation was going. But you should just know your value, and there's no point in having somebody who's going to treat you less than you deserve on any level. And that could be, again, business, whatever. You know, be busy. Go do your thing. Don't mess with those guys who aren't messing with you. Or girls, you know, because there's probably boys and girls listening to this podcast. But it's disrespectful. And you should never be disrespected on any level. Relationship, friendship, whatever. Even friends. Friends. Listen, I grew up with all guy friends. Went to university, made a couple of girlfriends. Cool. One girl, Mia, we'll call her by her real name because she knows this happened. She was like one of my good friends. She moved away. I ended up in Ottawa. I didn't have a lot of friends, so I would travel. I didn't go home for holidays, so I would travel to her house and spend holidays with her family. They were like my family. She was one of my best friends. We called each other twin. Like, we still call each other twins. We look, oh, I guess, kind of alike. I don't see it. Whatever. Oh, it's always been like that. But she did something, in my opinion, and I didn't talk to her for, like, years. Years. I lived in Vancouver. I would say it was probably, like, 4 years. I didn't speak to her at all. And then one day we hashed it out. And now she's part of my core five, now four, because Charlotte died. But my core four friends. But we didn't talk for years because I felt disrespected. I felt hurt. I was upset. I didn't like how she was handling herself or whatever. It doesn't matter, but we didn't speak. But we found each other again. So it's not forever when you say goodbye to these types of people in your life, right? It can pick up again. And even if it doesn't, you carry on with your life. The world is not over. Life did not stop. The world did not end. So don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone. If you have to spend some time by yourself, live by yourself, be your best friend, go on coffee dates by yourself, work out by yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. We live in 2020. You can listen to a podcast. You can listen to music. You can watch YouTube. You're never really alone. I sometimes feel alone, but I've got my dogs, honestly. They're like children. Like, Adonis, Sammy. Like, they're my babies, and they love me. And I love them, and they will always be here for me. Except Adonis got in a fight at the dog park today, and, like, was bleeding everywhere. And that's scary, but he's okay. He's just got, like, some scuff marks. But it's okay to be alone, and it's okay to shut people out. It's okay to say goodbye. It's okay to focus on you and do what you need to do to achieve your goals. So, physique to fuck boys. Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Train It Right Life. More like Alicia Bell's rants, but that's kind of how I communicate, how I feel, and I just go off on tangents sometimes. And I usually speak what's on my mind, even if it does get me in trouble. So maybe that's why a podcast is good for me. Who knows? This is kind of like something that I've always wanted to do. And like the last episode, Just Get Started, like that's what I did with this podcast. It was like, there's no time like the present. COVID's going on. I do have the time. Like, fuck it, Alicia. Just get started. Make the podcast and go. I'm sure there'll be people who don't like my podcast. That's okay. I'm not for everybody. I'm not everyone's cup of tea. And I'm not trying to be. So if you lasted this long, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for following me. Thank you for supporting me. And thank you for genuinely being interested in what I actually have to say. For now, I'm going to end the podcast, take a walk, and work on client programs. So have a great day, and I'll see you guys for next week's episode.
I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth? All you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble. We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. I remember that after I was finished with my bodybuilding career, I wanted to get into acting. I wanted to be a star